So how was it?
It was great. Anytime we can come and win. There's not many times in your life when you can win a championship at any level. But to do it, in what is effectively the second top league in the country. I'm awfully proud of all my guys, my team and the club as a whole. We deserve this win, and we were rightful winners in the end.
So, second game, 12 hits, 11 hits, no runs. Have you ever seen that happen before?
Look, I wish I could say I had, but I can't off the top of my head. Any time you get 12 hits in a game, you think you're going to win it. Like, if you had said to me at the start of the day, we're going to get 12 hits, I would have thought that we win that championship. But Sean Linehan popping in there. But we got plenty of hits. We seemed to be able to get guys on first and second. But then once we had them in scoring position, we didn't get a hit. So, they deserved to win that game. I think they had 11 hits as well. They hit the ball really good. The young kid threw a good game for them. He encouraged contact. He made us swing the bats. But we just didn't get the return that we should have out of it. But today's game, we come out, banged out 16, 17 hits. And any time you do that, you're going to be a pretty good chance of winning.
And what was the feeling in the group before the game?
The feeling was great from the very first game. Once we got into the final, we just thought our job to a degree was done. So our main goal for the season had always been to get to Division One, and the championship was a bonus after that. So we kind of were able to relax a little bit, knowing that no matter what, we're in Division One next year, and we could just concentrate on the game. So a lot of the pressure that was on during the semi-finals lifted in the final, which might seem weird, but that's how it was, because we were now a Division One club, but we had this opportunity to all of a sudden win a premiership, and it was just a bonus. And the guys played much more relaxed kind of baseball. They weren't as tense as what they were in the semi-final, and I think that showed in the outcome and the result.
Yeah. So what about the players? Who do you think did the job in the three-game series, or the six games?
Look, during the course of the year, we've used 29 different players in our ones, and I'm sure there's no other team in the VBA or anywhere in the country could say that they've used 29 different players in their first nine at some stage during the year. So we've had contributors all through the order and all through our grades. Even today in the final, we used the guy from the fours to pinch run for us. We've used guys from the threes to pitch for us. Now, it's been a real team effort, and it's a cliche, but it's really true here, the way that we've used the guys. Someone like Ben Lethberg, he really came out in this series, and while he didn't go out and bang out three hits every game, he's an active voice and a real leader amongst it. Josh Bright, I thought, was fantastic. Caught every innings of every game in the finals, threw out a bunch of runners, which really made a difference. And then I guess the key one for me, probably Brock today, threw a whole complete game, one run, win the championship. You can't speak highly enough when a guy throws nine innings, gives up one run and wins a championship. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And what about yourself? How do you think you went in the six games?
Look, I'm pretty happy with how I hit. I think I probably got a dozen hits or something altogether in the six games. Two today and two the other day, and I think one on the first night. But look, that's not something that I concentrate on now. Now, I know that I'll go out there and I'll get hits and help the team when I can, but my first first goal and absolute foremost in my mind is to encourage these guys and get the best out of them.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on what they're doing, and then I know that I'm going to hit 400 whenever I get my chances, but I'm more concerned about being a coach first and then a player second.
Yeah. And coming to the club, and it's not the first time you managed Essendon before. How different was it to come and really, to come sort of with the intention of managing the team, and then how did it pan out?
Look, last time I managed was almost 10 years ago, so obviously I've matured and grown a lot as a player and become more knowledgeable about the game since then, and also how to deal with players. I came with a fairly intense professional attitude, I believe, to the club, and I asked a lot of the players, and they really gave it back to me, with things involved with their conditioning, their fitness. They really gave it 100% all the way through the year, and at no times did I ever get anyone saying that they weren't going to do it. If I asked them to stand on their head and swing the bat that way, then they would have done it. They just did exactly whatever I asked them to, unconditionally, from the whole time. Anytime you get a playing group that does that, you're left with no excuses as a coach to be successful. If you get guys that are willing to do what you tell them to, well, then you have everything you need to be successful.
Yeah.
I see a lot of comparisons between Fitzroy now and Essendon when I coached them 10 years ago. Essendon now are amongst the best team in the country, in my opinion. But 10 years ago, we were struggling to stay in Division 1. Now we're a club here at Fitzroy where we've just come up to Division 1. Now we're going to be battling for a couple of years. But if we can maintain our spot in Division 1, encourage these guys that are in under 12s, under 14s, under 16s coming through like we did at Essendon back then, then all of a sudden, in 5 years' time, those kids that are now 12 years old are going to be 17 years old. They're going to be playing in the ones, and our club can compete for Division 1 championships. And, you know, winning a Division 2 championship is lovely, it's great, but, you know, winning that means we're the 12th best team in the state when you really look at it. Yeah. And we're about being the best team in the state. It's a long way off, it's a long road, but, you know, that's what we're on heading towards.
So how different is the Fitzroy team going to look next year?
Look, you've got to see how that's going to happen. I'm not about going out and recruiting, you know, 9 different players. That's not how I operate. It wasn't how I operated this year. Now, we'll probably get some guys that will compliment us, you know, that we'll speak to at different stages, but the core group's still going to remain the same. You know, Josh Bride's going to leave because he's going to college, so we have to find a replacement there. But guys like Lethberg, Pinkster, Turlier, they're all going to be there. You know, myself, Paulie, the young guys, Hearn, the two kings, Carl Wilson, Pendlebury, O'Reilly, all these guys are going to be in amongst the mix. And, you know, we'll use a lot of guys like we did this year, you know, and just try and do the best we can.
What about Werribee? How different are they going to be next year in Division 1?
I would imagine they're going to be the same. I don't see them losing any kids as far as I know after college. The young kid, George, is probably going to get an offer to sign at some stage in the near future, but he'll still be available to play. Look, they're going to be strong. They're going to be tested by the 33-game season, just as we are. But, you know, they've got the makings of a good club. You only have to look at their junior program. I think their under-14s are in the state final. Their under-18s just got beaten in the state final. So if you take a notice of those sort of things, they can give you a pretty good indication that the club's going to do well next year and the year after. So, you know, they're going to be all right next year.
Anything else you want to add?
No, it's just been a fantastic year. I'd like to thank everyone for all their work, the whole committee. I'd like to thank Cam Gleeson for all his work with multimedia stuff. You know, that kind of thing really helps advance our club. And, you know, we're looking forward to going into next season as a Division 1 club and staying there for a very long time.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, mate.